Pete, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can Jameis hear me?
No, I can't.
Bummer. Can Katanos hear me?
And how's your weekend been, James?
It's been good.
What have you been up to?
Armageddon.
Okay. Sci-fi convention, or?
More of the American style of, lots and lots of sort of trade areas and stuff, as opposed to a typical convention of just a lot of different sort of events and the discussion and stuff going on.
Okay.
Wait a minute, what was the American style part?
A lot of trade shows and stuff, a lot of booths around for people to go buy crap at.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In America, by God, if nobody's buying anything, it's not a party.
Richard.
So was there anybody of interest? Did they have any special, interesting guest stars?
Peter Davidson.
Who's he?
Hence why you went.
Who's Peter Davidson?
He's the doctor after Tom Baker.
Was he the one who dressed up like a poof?
Dressed up like a cricketer.
Yeah, that was him.
And had a piece of celery on his top from memory.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Peter Davidson.
Okay. Yeah.
All creatures great and small. He's also quite well known for.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. Not that I've ever seen him. Yay, biology goes up.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it did.
You take that back.
We've got something special for you to animate.
I thought you were running something, Pete.
No. It was just something quick for, I thought, well, CC's available. Let's get Terry in to quickly do what we want to do so we can get it out the way.
That's a fucked up reason to bring him in. Okay. I thought you were running like a...
There's a fucked up reason. So it's not actually a mission and I don't get cards or anything. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I just get faster spin pulse to try and make a roll?
Yeah. I thought he was running.
I've got a support plus five card.
I thought he was running something. I really did.
I did not mean to mislead you in that way.
That was totally misled. I feel so ashamed.
If we don't do it, then we're not having a mission, in which case you don't get to do anything. We have to leave it till next week.
I would have left that till next week, I think. Plus, then he has
basically, we got a grey for you to animate.
Yeah. This is now the after-game chat, is what this is.
Yeah, it's what it is.
That's cool. Oh.
Yeah. Yes, basically we got a grey, so we want you to animate it.
Communication type creations. I wasn't a fan of the box. It was communion though.
Yes, communion type grey.
The messed up thing is
put it out on
I've got one. And it's got red eyes instead of grey.
Yeah, so we want to set it up like an autopsy in Hugo's office.
Mm-hmm.
That's and really have it so the head turns it. And looks at him.
And ask if he's his mummy.
Just see if I can grab it in, because it makes noise.
See, that's the sad thing is most people when they get an alien will be like, oh, this is a monumental find, and the KBC members are like, yeah, fuck with Hugo with this. Let's set up in his office and see if we can cause
it's his brain to explode. It's not an alien. It's not a monumental find. We know what it is.
Ah.
Well. Yeah, you know, we know the reality of the world.
Oh.
In that regard.
Oh.
Oh, close.
I'm not even sure what next time Matt signed up for, so.
16th.
Ah.
Is that next weekend, or is that the weekend after? No, that's the weekend after.
Yeah
weekend after Easter.
Hey, I got to run an Easter mod close to Easter. How about that shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often where the times coincide.
Nope. Well, since I think that one's not sadly going to get run multiple times because, you know, what you guys found out about it and you kind of know the deal on it, One of the potential scenes is if you guys, like, made sure to go out with the bodies and stuff and had made your monumental spot hidden, you'd have noticed the Easter Bunny doing stuff. And he was near his van, which had a cache of weapons. In fact, he had, like, a rocket launcher and some sort of heavy machine gun in the back. And so we're going to have many scenes of Easter Bunny carnage and things like that. But, you know, you guys buggered off to go do other things.
Oh, we've been driving and shooting the gun. Someone shooting the gun out the back of his van at us.
No, he's just going to stand there and fucking try to gun you guys down, you know. Because he's the Easter Bunny. He can do
Mosey
that.
He doesn't go up.
I haven't moseyed this whole weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I'm better than a professional fast talker.
Nice. Yes. I remember when Ullman's fast talk was
professional, sorry. And then, yeah. Oh my god, what the hell is going on?
My heel. I might put it over 100 now.
Wow.
What is my? It's not. Yeah, I'm almost not wanting it to breach 100.
I remember when Ullman's fast talk was real.
I'm below max, but not by a huge amount.
Remember when Ullman's fast talk was limited to because I said so?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember the first day. I remember the first day I actually made a fast talk from.
Well, I've just got my first spell over 100. Not quite loud enough, James.
No, it's not.
Is that your grey?
Yeah.
And I've just maxed out my sound again.
Oh. Yeah, I've had a few up that level, and I'm at the point where I do want it to actually want them to go over 100 now. To do with a boost.
Ah, yeah. Yes, if I fall. Yeah, I was starting to look at oh, yeah.
Because if I can get it back up, I'll actually read a book.
Yeah. Now, we did obtain a couple of books in our recent adventure.
Yeah,
I'm set up for you. Yes. But yeah, we've also got several Mygo beam weapons now.
Yeah. Can you stop the thing from coming to Earth?
No. but they are in the gun locker, which means you do have access to them.
It shows him shooting his own head off. Damn it.
So, but yes, in regards to...
And if Logan lets him use his weird alien tech analyze device skill...
Pew, pew, my hand! Pew.
Medieval and Life on Mars, next two episodes are out. The last episode of Life on Mars.
Yeah, it only went for one season, the American version, didn't it?
And they cancelled it.
Yeah. Wasn't as popular as the English version.
Wasn't as good as the English version.
Yeah. I didn't bother checking it out. I haven't watched either of them.
Well, it was an entertaining series. The British one I saw. Obviously, oh, yeah. Being a British, but can't comment on the American one. Didn't really interest me to see an American remake. I recently saw the Red Dwarf remakes.
Jaws.
Yes, they were bad, and I thought, must not ever watch American remakes of anything.
Apparently, the theory that Julie Gardner is going over to America to convince them to try and do a American region Doctor Who.
Yeah, she's taken over
BBC America.
All right, Kotenos. Catch you later, dude.
Bye, Kotenos.
Have fun, man.
Yeah, overall, he did fairly well, behaved himself quite well. Oh. I think he's just, his characters screwed him over a bit.
When you take hobbyist in everything, yeah, that's what we call,
I wanted to test out that as well.
Uh-huh.
But I settled on Bazaar in the end instead. I think it would be an interesting idea to see whether you could actually go from having 30 points in pretty much every skill that is on the character sheet.
Uh-huh.
Can we try that?
What do you mean, Logan, can we try that?
Timmy. It wasn't, didn't Timmy try that? A lot of pretty, a lot of small amounts and lots of skill?
No, Timmy got, his core skill set that he needed, and then had several other skills. Like, I do have a lot of skills, like, lasso at 15, throwing net at 15, you know, because you need those to survive in the office. But, no, I have, I'd say Timmy's skill sheet is widely variable. I got weird shit, like counter surveillance at 21, stuff like that. So, yeah.
So, how was your exciting con?
It was exciting.
Excellent. That's what I like.
It'll do me a blog entry or two. Took a bunch of pictures.
That's good.
Did you get any pictures of you with that other dude? The doctor? Dr. Who? Did you get any pictures of you and that Peter, as opposed to the other Peter who lives in Australia?
It would cost money to get pictures of me and that Peter, and I do not have money. Yeah, it costs money to get things signed, it costs money to get photos taken.
Really?
That's how they make money.
Really?
Yeah, they normally just charge like airfare and appearance fees, usually pretty low, and then make up for the cost of that by charging for autographs and stuff.
How much do they normally charge for stuff like that? Roughly.
Yes, you can go to the expo site, will tell you. Just bring it up what they were charging. There it is. Okay. He was charging $30 for just the actor himself, or if you went for Peter Davison and Mark Strickson, aka Turbo, a companion of the Fifth Doctor version. It was $50 for the pair.
For autographs or
pictures? No, that's the pictures. Just
what?
Autographs, $30 per autograph.
Wow. That's US, that's New Zealand dollars rather than US, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, but that's pretty close to,
I don't know what the exchange rate is off the top of my head, but I'm thinking, that's only a few quid.
That's pretty amazing. What,
2.5 to the quid at the moment, roughly?
Yeah, so it's about 1-to-1, American dollar to New Zealand dollar.
Yeah, it's about 1.6, I think, at the moment.
Oh, really? I'm rich! Either way, that's still like $30-$40 American for, hi, I'm gonna take my picture with you. Super.
Oh, no, to just the actor by himself is $50. If you went for the two pair of them, it's 50. So well, that would be, what, 12 quid or around about, I don't know, $20 American-ish, top of my head.
By the way, if you're looking for the titles of the mods, and do you guys, let me ask you real quick, do you like the stuff I put in? And by the way, you guys, since you're able to alter the board and stuff, feel free if you want to write in more, like, stuff on the podcast list. If
you want to put in little comments, you're doing quite good.
Yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the pictures?
I don't know. I think it gives away too much.
The pictures do?
I have to say the pictures of, for KFCW pretty much gave it away for me.
The chicken ones?
Yeah, KFWC.
I thought, alright, so KFWC is about Kentucky Fried something or other. And, they're there, so maybe it's a weird chicken or something, especially with the pictures he's put up about a chicken like, thing.
Almond being in the chicken costume.
I hadn't seen that you've written that.
I've not listened to Sophie Goes Wild, but I can only assume it's all about her hunting vampires, considering the three pictures you've put up.
Yeah. Well, be a terrifying
Viking day, That doesn't really give it away.
Do you like the over-the-top
Ghost Town, I've not listened to yet, but the two buildings certainly wouldn't give it away. They're more... They go with the title and it doesn't really give it away. I mean, I suppose it doesn't give it a huge amount of weight in that oh yeah, it looks like there's going to be, in regards to giant chickens or something in this one, but it's not like it's about as spoilerish as a ad or something for a new, for an upcoming TV show.
That's kind of what I was,
on the back of a book.
That's kind of what I was going for, yeah, is to give people a reason to listen to it if they really wanted to find out about big chickens or vampires. Or Crop Circles of Pac-Man or the no-smoking one.
One thing that is, I would say, slightly irritating about the way you're doing the podcast list post there, Logan, is that I have to remember to go back and check the post to see if you've got the links into the updated episode thing, because if I'm not you, and you just got the abbreviation, just got the description there, I have to remember to go back in and get the actual...
I agree. The reason that I do that, though, is because that's helping me out mightily by remembering which mods, who is in it, what order, etc.
As well as you add it to your user notes or some other such hidden thing. Open a Word file and just do it. I mean, you have to...
Something else to have open, and plus I have them all up tonight anyway, so if whoever just waited till tomorrow, then they have it.
True enough. You can always...
In other words, the convenience to Logan overwhelms the...
Actually, something, I don't know if it's something you're doing or if it's because of the site you're loading it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the MP3 names are no longer... I don't know, they... Actually, no, I suppose I was renaming them anyway. It doesn't matter, I was just going to say, because they don't cap... They're not capturing the full title of the show in...
Yeah, that's...
They just say Viking Day or whatever.
Oh, that's...
And I'm having to go back and rename them, so...
I don't rename them. I rename the album titles,
etc.
Yeah, well, I'm actually changing about five different things on it, on them each time.
Yes, so am I.
I just download, listen, and delete them, so I don't care what they're called when I know
them.
I'm putting them on my iPod, so I'm trying to give them a name so that I can, you know, amongst all the other things I've got, I can recognise what they are, and I'm also flagging them so that if I'm listening to music on random, they don't get picked up, and I'll remember the position of where I'm up to on them. And a few other bits and pieces, because they're not no longer coming down as a podcast, this podcast automatically flags them as a remember position and skip when shuffling. Whereas now they're not. And also I always find I have to turn the volume up on them. Yeah. But then I find I have to do that for all podcasts.
Yeah. So iPod does handle position properly?
Seems to.
I got a new piece of equipment so I could actually dedicate to the podcast, but it doesn't remember its position, so it's really annoying.
You just got to flag it in you may find that's because it's...
Not on the device, activate. But the device I got's a Sony or something. It's a piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
A Sony? A piece of shit? What are you talking about, man?
I'm trying to figure out remembering where I was up to.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I have a Sony Walkman, as they are officially known.
Not the, as in the MP3 version of them?
Yeah, the MP3 versions of them.
Yeah. I've got about...
Not the old tape player we're doing.
I've actually got a Sony Walkman tape player, and I've got a Sony Walkman CD player. There's my Sony Walkman CD player just over there. I can see it from here.
Sitting on the shelf. Two CD MP3 players.
All of our electronic gear, I'm certain.
I'm sitting at my bed so I can play things at night. The other one I've got on the page which I had at work, but I don't need it because I can actually play stuff at work. It's a shock.
That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Well, it's that they've got a lockdown, so you can't use the USB ports, the CD, you can't, there's no CD drives, bringing any interlink basically to the outside world other than through email and that. So the only way to listen to stuff was to bring along your own MP3. Walk one type thing and play it through that. Or the model. But at Treasury, you can actually use the CD drives. You can actually use the USB ports so I can bring along podcasts and just plug them in.
Oh, nice.
But when I go back to stats, I'm just going to all of a sudden be like, listen to this, which is what I said, well, we're now going to have a device I can dedicate to it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think that'd be quite annoying. Then again, a lot of the downloads I do for the podcast I'm doing at work at the moment anyway.
Yeah, well, I kind of notice bandwidth goes up, and all of a sudden, you're one of the top 10 people who downloaded stuff this month.
Yeah, I'm waiting to maybe some one time get something like that, but I work for a telecommunications company, so I don't think they're that fussed about it. Unless you're streaming porn or something.
Mm.
Which people occasionally still do and still get, for some stupid reason people still do and get the sack over it. Not that it's unusual they get the sack over it, it's just unusual that they still do it and think they can get away with it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reasonably surprised that Lord Zool has not tried any of those sort of things in order to get rid of certain people like the KBC.
I think it's more fun not to do that. I think he it's the game. It's he doesn't want torturing to end it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Red's been watched porn and knowing nothing of ever done.
Mm-hmm. I think he made porn at the KBC and nothing happened.
Yes.
Yeah, they were broke through the monitor incident. He was watching porn, and who got in trouble for it? Terry.
There never was a comeback to that. I seem to remember playing in a Jameis mod, and Timmy logged onto a computer somewhere, and then ran off to do something else. So I said to Jameis, I spend the next 20 or 30 minutes surfing porn on Timmy's account.
Wow.
I think it was a rip mode or something.
I'm sure Holman Cruz porn on my account and then gave him a reprimand. I got no idea.
Fun and games at the KBC.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Well, you guys found out the end of the world date, so all good there.
Mm-hmm.
26 September. What date did they find Riley when they left from New Zealand?
I think it might be April. Yeah, I was wondering if it was that as well, but I think that might have actually been April.
No, it's just the Omen's last birthday will be going out with a bang.
Bang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things I was thinking of is you could put satellites in orbit with elder stars on them, or elder signs on them or something. But
I suggested that bloody ages ago, never mind.
I like...
They'd have to be fair way out for them to have much influence.
Yeah. I like Jameis's answer. Have you solved it yet? No, then you failed. Epic fail. I would like for the players to be able to solve it, but I'm not going to fool myself into saying, oh, they'll
definitely I don't know how. I'm not certain what we're looking for.
Mm. It depends on how... Is the planet actually intelligent and can guide itself, or has it just been drawn to the planet?
It's not a planet. It's a goo that's planet-sized. The thing is, most people assume it. Most people are saying it's a planet-sized asteroid, because they don't realize it's actually a goo.
Go to the asteroid belt, strap a couple of rockets onto the asteroid, send them into the goo.
It's a Jupiter-sized.
Use
goo. We send out
the approach they used in Babylon 5. Just throw a couple of asteroids at the freaking thing, and you end up destroying a fair chunk of the planet.
Yeah, that's true. If you asteroid bombard it.
I don't think that you could toss a pretty big asteroid belt at Jupiter before it would really notice.
Something, what my other maybe gating to it, which is something we weren't sure if we'd be able to do it or not because it's moving and we need to.
That's what you were asking.
I'll go drive a car, you create a gate and see if you can gate to a car.
That's one way to experiment.
Lieutenant Allman's knowledge of gate law, he may be able to work it out. And then, because depending on that, we could then... Depends on if it's spinning or stationary.
I like
what happened if we did that and then we dropped a elder sign through the gate on it.
It would irritate him.
It would irritate it.
But it's just spot-up where the elder sign is.
I thought about crashing a satellite into it and the thing was it would be wasps stinging an elephant. So that would mine irritation best.
But an elder sign is something slightly different to that, because an elder sign stops goos from passing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, but it can't not pass on its own skin. It can't.
Yeah, I know that, but whether or not it would cause it always to go in the opposite direction to where the elder sign was, because the elder sign is on it.
It would so just find a way to spin around.
I think the elder signs are not as cool as you hope they are.
No, it's just trying to work out ways. I think it would sort of be amusing putting a gate and then stepping through with the desk drawer and placing it on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, there's currently a older sign in the gun cabinet.
Be sure to have that list accessible online.
List is accessible to senior staff.
Right.
The list is accessible to all those who have access to the gun cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I put it up there, because I thought, Jameis sent me a thing saying, Terry added some plastic to the gun cabinet. I thought, I better start it. It might help if I start a list. That way, if people add stuff to it, we can actually make it easier for when one of us isn't playing to know what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have done that.
Nice.
So now there's a elder sign, a Laos drug, some Laos drug, some alien MIGO weaponry.
Yeah, I hope there's all the cool toys in his office.
It's because they're not red. What would you do with them?
I would care.
He'd paint them red. But yes. Yeah, I'm really not sure. My only only thoughts I did have about it was the fact that because it's coming in, it's probably going to disrupt everything in the solar system, so the MIGO probably aren't too happy about it coming our way either.
Oh, we'll get them on our side.
I'll just set up a nice direct TV link and just get Almond to glare at it. Crack Intimidate and the It's a Crypt card.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Open a gate and look through the gate at it. Bugger off!
You're not big and you're not clever. Get out of it.
What's the name of it?
Garof or something.
Candy Graham for Garof.
That's messed up.
Sense Flagelli there. See if he can do something about it. Everything he seems to do happens to turn out. I didn't get a chance to do it today, Mod. Find out when you listen to it. Otherwise, yes, I would have got rid of him today. Along with several other people.
Yeah, we had events out of our control.
Yeah. It's always the one. So you have the right school, so let the bad guys go, Vince out of our control. No, any excuse not to do.
No, we went deep sea diving off a oil rig.
We didn't have the skills at that.
We almost drowned without scuba suits.
I had scuba diving. I had done the course.
Yeah, but we didn't have scuba suits.
We're on an oil rig without scuba suits and had to do deep sea diving.
How's that for lazy? Too lazy to bring scuba suits. Awesome.
Yes.
It's like, yes. Nah, we don't want
one scuba of those things. Suits. Looking back on it, it made some sort of sense. So maybe if we took some scuba suits or something else just in case.
No, I never would have thought to actually take them.
My thought was, I was thinking about, maybe if we take scuba suits and then stop the boat out a distance away from it and then scuba in the rest of the way, they won't see us.
That would have been great.
Then I looked at how good I was at scubaing and thought, nah. Just take the boat in.
But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if you guys actually can stop evil.
Have some ideas for what we can do. Logan was just throw it up and do what we do.
I got three different ways. Oh, yeah.
And if we come up with an amazing way that he didn't think of...
That might work, too, yeah. Sure. But I got...
Could you create a giant gate in its path?
Yes, how big can a gate be?
I doubt that anybody...
You're thinking Stargate-type situation.
Well, gosh, Jupiter's how many times bigger than Earth? I don't know if you can draw that big, Chief. Ever.
Well, we can't. But somebody can.
So you're going to find a Jupiter-sized person to make a Jupiter-sized... Well, yeah,
no, no.
Search for that.
Everybody all at once.
Yeah, right.
Hands around the world, etc.
Yeah, that's...
By the way, Logan, I'm taking you have no idea what the physics involved in that, even at 3 years out, it probably could still be a nick in the galaxy.
It's probably going faster than light's the only way I can think of, really.
It's going faster than light, never seen it.
Right, yeah, I got no idea.
Before we notice that it's around.
Yeah, it snuck up on us all sudden, like, I don't know how or why. I don't know exactly how big it is.
Why it's a goo, it just decided to change its course, and suddenly people were picking up on it.
See how sneaky they are?
Plot device.
Yes, it is, totally. Yes.
That's how I said it when a size creature turned up. I didn't tell my plot device.
I blame him a lot. But, no, either way, it's big, it's bad, it's coming to get you, but who knows, the players may go, my god, we've got something clever figured out, and then they'll talk about it.
Yeah, to one of the alternative hidey holes in the cubicle jungle, all the alternative realities that we've come across, and just play it out.
Yeah, it's possible too.
Actually, so just to deviate a little bit, I was thinking, do we need to set up something equivalent to a 00 designation?
Ooh.
Have we not got that with, special agents?
Yes, I know that.
Is that what you're talking about?
No. We sanction sending them on, murder squad type situation.
That's interesting. Well, the nice thing also is...
At the moment, we've only really got one person who we've sanctioned going out killing people, besides ourselves. Besides when we ourselves have done it in necessity. But there's a certain individual, which I'm sure Ormond agrees, needs to have a kill order issued on him.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So, I know you prefer to do it yourself, but...
Who needs Colin?
Mogans.
You keep saying that, and then what do you do about it? Nothing.
Well, that's his Doyle's
We pretty much dealt with his machinations today, or indications of his machinations today.
There is no hard evidence.
Yes, no hard evidence besides the coordinates that they managed to take from the location, matching up with the location where we went to.
Yeah, that could have been sent by anybody. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and it could be anybody that happened to take the people they took there by chance.
Well, those could have been any kind of bad guys taking them there by chance. The Mogan's company is obviously a poor victim in all this.
Yes,
well, it's
obviously
Dr. Morton setting it up to make it look like Mogan.
Right.
It's not Dr. Morton. Tell up. It's just a coincidence that Mogan and Morton happen to have an M in their name.
My god, it goes deeper than we thought.
Yes. Kill everybody
whose name begins with M. That's fine with me.
Well, if you kill anyone, you can restrict anyone who begins with M-O, but it's still loose period shit.
My god, he's been nothing but a tool for the bad guy this whole time.
Yep, yes. You and McKay. And you.
Because, in regards to him, I was thinking, if Travis is playing first aid, do we issue him with a kill order? Your mission, if you choose to accept it.
Wow.
I don't know how time is going to progress.
Yeah,
I think he might be back.
He's not back until
what's the date?
May sometime. He's
was it May? Back. I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was March.
May. He's not back until
May.
Oh, May was it? All right. Yeah. So yeah,
I'm amazed he's survived.
Somehow, knew about sending out the Mikado 2 months before he got the note for it.
Yep.
Yep. I was going to say, if you wanted to fast forward for a couple of months, I have absolutely no...
Not with having a kill date for the end of the world now.
I'd be very, very wary about fast forwarding.
Well, only a couple months.
April's a training month. You don't need to do anything.
Yeah, April's a training month. Train for the end of the world. There, yeah, right?
I don't know. I suspect Lieutenant Ullman also would like to move on certain individuals before they make moves on us.
But you could teach duck and cover in the month of April.
Bury down into the ground to avoid the nasty planet crashing into us. You will be fine.
Oh, what's it going to do, actually? Do you know what this is going to do in the space with your friend Michael's there?
Basically, it's the coming end times. It destroyed the planet where the little buzzy creatures lived on, who possessed people. The ones that...
It's going to come and run Cthulhu's home, is that what you're saying?
Not the funks from Yogurt, but the other ones, the...
Upside down ice cream cones.
Oh, looking for love in all the wrong places. That's the name of the mod. There's an Alphas.
Oh, I can't think what they're called. They're like giant bees or something.
Shugai.
Shugai, yes. Yes, that's it, the Shugai.
It's the ice cream man.
Well, the ice cream guys are the other guys. They're the ones that are always trying to switch brains with humans because they think it's uber cool to investigate a shitty...
Yeah, I think from memory, the Shugai's, the whole reason the Shugai are buzzing around on Earth and other places is their home planet was wiped out by this big...
Right. Well, you tell Terry about that meeting with an old friend that you had. They'll like that.
Nick?
No, different old friend.
Oh, Red? Yes.
That's not and save the kid.
He's basically he calls himself a chronicler of the end times.
Reassuring, eh?
Well, he had to wait a long time for that to tell things coming about, didn't he? There's a single one as an artifact, there's nothing to do, nothing to do. Oh, look, in top five, there we go.
Yeah, it's just a giant scan.
I like that the PCs were like, how do we know you're not doing this other thing? And he's like, I just want to talk about feelings. And they're like, god damn it.
Yes. Don't want to know how you intended to deal with it, I just want your feelings. How do you feel about this? Yes.
Glad I didn't go with my first reaction. So, you're called Red, are you? Well, I'm feeling horny.
Yes.
Do we have something come up with an anti music signal?
Push it off.
Oh, well, as in something to beam at it?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Oh,
we just need to find the perfect being and the four elements.
Well, also, the CIA did tell you they'd be, you know, able to take care of it and not to worry about it.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Because it was in their jurisdiction.
I did my danger sense on that one.
Awesome.
Yes, all it spelled out was doom.
Awesome.
Don't know what you're worrying
about. You need me to.
Everyone's a critic.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Well, it's an interesting season arc. I'm not sure actually how regularly we have season arcs. I think they kind of come irregularly.
I think the only stopping points I can think of previous to this have been the Christmas mods. I don't know what I can think of as
well,
things in the background.
Another season arc, I think, was... was that Christmas mod when you guys were dealing with the going to Tonga and all that? Was that Christmas
mod? Yeah, that was Christmas.
Ah.
That was this Christmas. That was less than three... Well, no.
Four months ago now. Yeah.
And then there was the whole Californian situation.
Yep. So it's an extra season arc. Ooh. It's like a freebie.
Well, it was always going to come sooner or later.
The which what?
It was always going to turn up sooner or later.
The world's always going to turn up sooner or later?
No, it was always going to. It was always going to be an apocalyptic event at some point.
Yes. Well, the problem is that humanity, pretty much since we've got recorded history, has believed that at some point the end of the world will come. And they believe it comes in their generation, even though logic proves that this is probably not happening. But they all continue to believe it's happening in their generation because they feel bad and angsty and all that kind of crap. And so then they all believe that Napoleon's the Antichrist, etc. So, it's interesting how that works out every generation. It's just in your character's generation, they happen to be right.
Yes.
What a reassurance that is, really.
So we just need to find out which religion is right and see how they deal with it.
Hmm. The ostrich religion comes about. Well, fortunately, there's a bunch of new religions coming out, so, you know, you've got plenty to choose from.
Which one wears the most red? That's the only sensible way to decide which religion to follow.
Yeah, that's true.
Or at least it gives us good odds as any.
Hmm. Yeah, it really does in this world.
Yeah. We can take a page from Billy Connolly's book.
Who?
Billy Connolly, the Scottish comedian.
Yeah. Was he the guy who played in the Boondock Saints? The older guy
yes.
who was killing Highlanders?
Yes, he was the assassin. With all the guns and Boondock Saints.
I didn't know he's a comedian, yeah. but he seems very cool.
Yeah. His main thing is comedian.
Hmm.
He's married to Pamela Stevenson, who you probably never heard of.
Yep. Not unless she's been in a movie that has some explosions I can watch.
No, she's been in not the 9 o'clock news, which was a comedy sketch show.
Mm-hmm. She's a comedian as well.
I'll bet they're
she's
hilarious.
A therapist now.
Yeah.
Or psychologist.
I'm trying to think if she's Australian or not. I've got a vague feeling.
Yes, she is.
Was she? No, it wasn't her. I'm getting a mix up with someone. Anyway.
Yes, well, I was just thinking that Billy Connolly's sketch, one of them is, if a plane's going to fly into a mountain, what do they give you? They give you a pillow to cushion yourself from it. But that's not what the pillow's really for. What you do is you will throw the pillow at the same time at the mountain and scream, "Go away, nasty mountain!" and hope it works. I'm just wondering if we can do that.
Yeah. Start issuing pillows.
Yeah.
I was just thinking how interesting it'd be to have a husband and wife comedic team and invite them over for dinner type thing. That'd be an interesting dinner party.
Not really. Most comedians aren't on. Out of the work time.
You could hire them to come over. I mean, there are people who are hired as party guests or rich socialites, etc.
I did not know they hired out as party guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to keep your dinner party entertaining, etc. Do their party tricks. Have polite dinner conversation, etc.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, some of them
you should know about the basic principle. If there's money to be made, people will be doing it.
True. Mm-hmm. We need you to come over and have sex at our dining room table, because you are a comedic act, and, well, this would be a comedic act they've never seen before, I guarantee it. Well, what time do you want us by? Okay.
Philistines, why aren't you laughing at that? It's pure comedy code.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know the comedy rule of three?
You need three people to have sex on your dining room table at once for it to be really funny?
Well, no. Oh. That's not quite the comedy rule of three, but I suspect that the third one would be a clown.
That would be good.
See, that got a laugh.
Yeah, you're right. Hmm. Visiting professor of accounting. Cool.
Yes. For those who don't know, the comedy rule of three is you start with an ordinary example, you then take it to the next level, and then the third one, which is the funny bit, or the so-called punchline, is where you overextend it to its furthest possible metaphor.
Mm.
And that's where the joke is at the end of the line, when you push it just that little bit further.
Yeah, well, that's a rule of, that's one way to do it. There's many, many ways to do comedy.
Yes, I'm not saying it's the only way to do comedy, but that's...
Well, that's why they call it the rule of three. That's why it's the rule of two and three.
Those three bits. There are other bits, techniques people use, obviously.
I hope so.
Yes. It's the same joke again and again.
Was anybody trying to get plots from the TV show 11th Hour?
Me. Sometimes, but it was actually TJ started saying that.
Yeah, but I know TJ started saying it, but that's why I was asking, because I have avoided watching it.
Yeah.
And it was one of the shows I thought looked interesting, like Fringe.
Yep. That's another show.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Some of it I find amusing, especially because there's been at least two episodes that were very close to a couple of plots I've had half waffling away for stories I've worked halfway on and haven't been able to quite tidy it all up.
I would nearly say episode 17 of The Mentalist, one for last, but it just became too obvious.
Yeah. I'm hoping that...
Well, but it just became really obvious who was the bad guy and stuff.
Well, I'm just hoping. Well, I've got to say that.
Yes, 11. Anyone?
Yeah, me. I've been watching them, but I haven't found a lot. So, if you want to
have you? All right. So, is there any of the episodes that you have got something from?
I don't know.
Yeah, as I said, because I haven't been watching them yet, because I've been waiting.
Yeah, no, it's one of the series I watch looking for stuff and, you know, hoping to, use and stuff. But, you know, TJ was going to use it, but he doesn't GM often enough, so I started watching that.
Right, so go ahead and download the first 10 or whatever and watch them.
You should be safe doing that.
Yeah, I might grab the first part, see if I like it or not first.
It's not that great of show. It's okay. But it's not like, ooh, you know, it's not a CSI or anything like that. It's not very compelling, and so far the stories haven't been that wonderful, but I'm hoping they get better.
A new show that's just come out, I think it's just been the pilot episode or the first episode that's come out like 2 weeks before it's properly screened is, I think it's Southland, it's called. It's about cops in Los Angeles, but I think it's more about beat cops. So I don't know if it's going to be more character-driven or if there's actually going to be actual crimes. I think it's Southland, it's called. Has anybody been watching the number one ladies detective agency?
I tried watching an episode of that. Is Southland one word or two, by the way?
I think it's one word. I think it's Southland.
Nothing.
All right, I'll look to see if I can find where I saw it.
Southland. No, Southland's TV series. Yeah, one word. Episode, Unknown Trouble. The only problem is you can never tell. As far as number one ladies detective agency, it's set in Africa, where everybody wears bright colors, has a interesting accent.
I know it's very simple. I've actually watched the rich. I'm wondering what the stuff is showing now, if it is a follow-on from the original miniseries, or if it's the miniseries repeated, because I didn't mind it as something fairly basic. It was just interesting, the interaction of the characters and the people.
Yeah, it didn't blow my skirt up, so to speak. So.
I listened to the radio plays that were done, and the author played one of the characters, which was entertaining. But no, I haven't seen any of the actual TV stuff, general comedy, and given that I don't know a lot about the culture, it was able to surprise me with bits and pieces that I wouldn't have put together otherwise.
The one I've seen, there was a bit of voodoo as such. It wasn't so much voodoo, but it was basically kids disappearing, and there was a medicine person using children's fingers for selling them for charms.
only the biggest New Zealand DVD distributor is the only one I found out about because I went to the con.
And they're the biggest distributor, are they?
Apparently, whatever. But then they would say that, so.
Yes.
Surely they're not allowed to lie on the advertising.
Fortunately, they don't have any copies of Tokyo Ghoul, please.
No, I've been trying to track down a copy of that to watch.
Of what?
Tokyo Ghoul Police.
Is that an anime or something?
Nah, live action, Japanese. Oh. Got hold of a copy of Machine Girl, but unfortunately it was dubbed, so I've been looking for a subtitled one of that.
I hate dubbed stuff.
Somebody got hold of it, told me to try and get hold of it. Sorry?
That reminds me, Logan, I brought something for you. Well, I guess I'll send me your address.
Ooh.
Is it drugs? You know I like drugs.
No, it's repackaged. I was going to say Marmite, but that's not.
God, no.
But it's really there. Vegemite.
Where's my address? Logan wanders off looking for where he lives.
Where do I live? I can't remember.
Don't
I
know. You're not sending me Tom Baker.
Yes, that's an amusing thing, yes.
It's not one of those, like, life-size dolls of Tom Baker with the blow-up thing on the front belt loop again, is it?
I don't know what you were thinking of, Logan.
You've already heard what he was thinking of earlier in the...
I don't know what he's thinking of.
No.
I should put that last part in case you forgot where I live. He looks at it and mutters.
Is that just the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere?
Just trying to think of what.
I'll be right back. I gotta go to a restaurant.
Let's smoke.
Alright, now it looks like the six episode screening now unrelated. Wow, that's alright.
Yeah. That's the main reason I caught it was because it was so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Which has no idea what we're talking about.
I would ask, but I suspect that
don't
might
care.
Accidentally leak to Logan in some.
Yes, because not like we could, you know, just signal text them.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows Logan and his wily computer ways? He might.
Yes.
You know you don't have to mail me anything, Jameis. I'm happy just having you on playing the game and stuff. I'm delighted with that.
It's just something that must be from you.
I see.
Yes.
It shows briefcase new.
My only issue with it is that I can see it flowing into the game.
I'm not even sure what to make of that. I'll be right back.
Oh yeah.
So we went for a DVD thing released a couple of months ago and turned up with nothing on it.
Which one's that?
I might use it for buying the title good stuff, otherwise I'm not being sure.
Oh, okay, then don't.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious once you get into it, but yeah. Nothing on the frickin' DVD. I wish they must have just basically go ahead and grab it off the net, because there's nothing on it. No reason for the DVD.
Yeah.
That's the one where the TV crew follows the five guys into the block of housing. And
Wreck is the original version of it. I've been trying to get hold of.
I got your Wreck over the weekend from the con.
Oh, nice. Because the remake version, the reporter's played by the chick that plays Dexter's sister.
Yep. Yeah, I picked up the Wreck. Okay.
Yeah, Wreck's supposed to be not too bad. I've saw snippets of it, but I've never actually seen the whole thing. Because I think they're actually making Wreck 2.
the undiscovered tape is. Actually, I've said, the thing that annoyed me most about both wreck our quarantine and Cloverfield was that the tape recorder never ran out of battery power.
Oh, yeah.
To put a freaking battery power on this one. One of the episodes of Sanctuary, they actually had like a television home crew and comes with the guy in the house. And the guy had to change battery like four or five times. It was brilliant. You know? Of course, that's quite a good get for an ad break because they have to change the battery.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
Like, it's films that you go, it never runs out. Rubbish.
It's amazing that I go outside, I smell wood smoke. The first thing is I think, holy shit, that fire from Pete's place is coming over here. And I live in a row house thing where it's like a bunch of people said, hey, it's cheaper to build two walls than four.
Mm-hmm.
So if my neighbor's house burns down, well, there's a 100% chance of this one burning down. And so I'm thinking, what would I take? Well, myself. How? Everything else is just gaming stuff that I
do. What would you take out of a fire?
Yeah, me. Everything else is kind of secondary at that point. You know?
Yeah. You know, what say?
Yeah, I mean, it really, if I had time to take stuff out, or to take out one thing that wasn't me, probably the computer, but, you know,
it was totally a Pratchett representing the state. You saw.
Yeah. Pratchett's like a god. It, you know. A forgetful one now. That is, I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, wow, if I became famous enough, charge people to take pictures with me, except there'd be a bunch of thin people taking pictures with me and running away, and I'd be out of money. Because I couldn't catch them. Ever. That would suck.
You don't have to charge for pictures. I mean,
well, no, I don't think I'm cool enough to charge for people having their picture with me. So pretty much,
not at the moment, no.
Yeah,
possibly not ever, but we won't shatter your illusions that way.
I don't have a lot of illusions about people wanting to get their picture taken. Oh, look at Logan! I want my picture with him. The fuck is wrong? I mean, I had my photograph taken for a passport, and it's like, I look like I got a huge fucking head with this little itty-bitty body behind it, right? And I don't think my head, it doesn't feel that big, but I look like Charlie fucking Brown with glasses. I really do. So, I don't have any Charlie Brown shirts, thank God.
The one with the yellow shirt with the black zigzag across the base of it?
Yeah, yeah, if I had one of those.
You should play up to your
hydrocephalic head, right. Awesome.
To your lookalike status. Charge money for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Charlie Brown lookalike will pay money to have photographs taken with him.
That's messed up there, yeah.
I'm looking at this DVD site that I had at the con, VendettaFilms.com. They've actually got a Spanish New Zealand place. And they've actually got a category called Gay Cinema.
Hmm.
Okay.
You know what I've gotten the most use out of so far? Because right now, Jameis's yellow thing they sent me is like, I use that every day. That's under the microwave, which is awesome. I look at it every day, though.
Yellow thing.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck it is.
It's a tea towel.
Yeah, see, I don't have a tea set, so it goes under the microwave, which is like a tea thing. Oh, God.
You should have.
But I've got.
I've had the trouble trying to get him to understand the concept of a semicircle earlier, James.
Okay. Guy ate a seashell. What do you expect from him?
Thanks. I right now I've got two English flags. I've got the I think it's the Jolly Roger one with the red, white, and blue with the stripes in it. And
the Jolly Roger one.
Well, it's like a pirate.
The Jolly Roger being the pirate's flag, and.
Mm-hmm.
I think so you're talking about the one which is white with a white background with a red cross on it?
No, that's the King George's flag. The other one's the Jolly Roger one with the blue.
St. George's flag. King George.
Wait a minute, so there's a King George and a St. George's flag? Is that
St. George is the patron saint of England.
Right, isn't that the one that's white with a red cross on it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's St. George.
What's the one that's blue with the red cross and then extra red diagonal crosses, just for fun?
That's the Union Flag.
Ah, the Union Jack. Yes.
The Union Flag. It is the Union Jack if it is flown on board a naval ship.
Ooh. So I need a ship.
Yes, you need a ship.
Logan. Terrible.
Well, I've got the St. George's flag as a table cover that the printer and the lamp is on, and I've got the other flag, like helping block out any possibility of light coming through one of the windows. And then I have a pirate flag over the other window.
I'm burning American flags to keep me warm, not in the.
This, we lose our American listeners.
Wow. Yeah, I'd like to get more friggin' listeners actually playing, but a lot of them just kind of log on for a little bit, and then that's the last we see of them. I don't know why.
Yes. More to encourage them.
Well, out of the various flags, I find the most softest for the toilet.
Hey, that's great.
Yes, if you come and play Heroic Cthulhu, you too can insult whatever notion you wish.
Mm, that's true.
We are an equal opportunity insulting employer,
mm-hmm.
and have no prejudice against race, colour, sex, disabilities or anything. Basically,
except for the Belgians. We really hate the Belgians. And if you don't get that reference...
Well, we've got that new player who actually...
It's a movie reference, and we do not really hate the Belgians. That's just a movie reference.
Well, we've got...
It was the Dutch.
Oh, yeah, the Belgians. Well, no, the Dutch in Austin Powers.
Yeah, I don't know
what... Dutch or was Mr. Belgian in Austin Powers?
Because he told me it was Dutch.
Yeah.
So... Who's the Belgians from?
Waffles.
It's an old friend of mine who's Dutch, and apparently the Dutch don't like the Belgians.
Mm. Well...
That's probably what sticks in my mind.
We've got the... what's it called? I forget which new player, but one of the new players who's supposed to be gaming at some point actually speaks French, so we can get him to record hateful things.
That would be, Joe.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll start gaming soon, so. No idea. I thought he was going to game today, but he ended up not being able to, so. Very sad.
Yes, with a mistake over the names.
Yeah. Yeah, it's confusing how. Well, we've got Yol and we've got Joel, so that's pretty darn close.
And you got Joshua.
Yes, but we've got Pete and we've got Richard, and they're nothing alike, and you frequently mess up his names. Not this. Calling James Pete on occasions.
Hmm. I don't know. They claim that I've done all sorts of evil things.
And we can make these claims because we know Logan has no memory.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if we can get some more players in because we're actually down a few players today, which is interesting.
Yes. Could have been on in gaming.
You were going to see Doctor Who, so that's okay. Even though it was the extremely gay Doctor Who.
What are you talking about? He played Cricket Man.
I don't know. He dressed like he was pretty out there.
He dressed like a cricketer. Well, not entirely like a cricketer.
Pretty out there.
Do you know which Doctor we're talking about, Lucas?
No. There's one that dressed like a poof, though. I'm pretty sure of that.
You think it's probably a John Pertwee, I'd say, knowing you.
I have no idea. There's one up now.
Who's up next weekend? Me, Pete, Mark, and Travis on Friday. On the Saturday, which is Easter weekend, Pete, Richard, and blank blank.
Mm.
And Travis is actually playing on the Friday.
Mm.
Is that Travis or Tennis?
Travis. So it's Travis.
Hmm.
Oh. We could horn in on the Thursday game, Pete.
Hmm. Are you able to?
Yeah, that is true. That is Good Friday for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's an adequate Friday for me.
Well, I basically I've been running Cubicle Jungle and Rehash, so I'd suggest if you're wanting to horn in on it, then go to Cubicle Jungle, because there's plenty of...
doing no-brainers is not a problem, especially if it means I get some more pos to make up for the massive pos drain the last 2 weekends have been.
That's true, but I'd like to have at least half the group not on a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Grievous joining for a no-brainer just to get the pause.
Yeah.
Oh, the thing is, the point goes our backup characters, so Travis is still in charge.
You can go into the cubicle jungle, and then you can get his backup character lost in there for a couple of months as well.
That's fucked up.
We're plotting and scheming against fellow partners.
Friday.
Timmy, don't do that to that Timmy.
Timmy?
Yes, finish our plotting and scheming against him some point.
Yeah.
Alright.
So how was it waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, Pete? Well, 4, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was.
Well, it was sort of 3 o'clock in the morning, and while I sat at the computer, I watched my computer go from 3 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
3 o'clock to 2 o'clock. You went backwards.
Yes!
Yes,
that's so things are finished. So yes, it now means I have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to play, or get up at 1 o'clock in the morning to start playing at 2 o'clock in the morning, which makes me think, do I bother going to bed? But yes. So yeah, I think I'm going to have to see how I go in regards to how much it screws up my work on Monday.
I was going to say you did last year, I remember that.
Yeah, it was an hour.
Chicago is not as far, is closer to my time zone than Virginia is.
True. Sorry to have to move, but...
Yeah, just the difference of the hour may make things a bit more interesting. I'll just have to see how I go.
Good way to say that is, I'm just thinking that you're still awake from the previous day.
I've done that once or twice.
Well, what's funny is I've had people, they're like, do you run any games for English people? I was like, yes, I do. And they're like, well, what are the hours? And I tell them, they're like, that's not English hours. I was like, well, other English people do it and they seem to like it, you know.
Other English people, yes. Hold me up as an example. That's great.
Yeah.
You would like it.
Yes, and Matt's as well.
Yes. Prime English examples.
Yes.
Oh.
They're very angry.
So the mod you guys said today was a booth in Logan main mod.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I'm glad you read that when you could, because I'm updating the thread right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So don't refresh, or it'll be
gone.
Well, it was a once off because unfortunately it seemed to be all directed at a certain person for some reason that he
or another.
Not know, yeah. So you know.
Yeah,
it
seems odd, and I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody will explain it to you. But,
we're still waiting for the bird to fall off to Terry's son.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Bert's time hasn't really opened up like I think he thought it would when he switched to his new job, so.
Sounds like it partly has, and he was making some sort of comments. What was I listening to? Some assembly required. And he was making some comment at the end about his hours possibly changing and...
Yeah.
Yes, also, unfortunately.
More so at the start of the week.
Yes, unfortunately not for Friday, Saturday sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But for
which is unfortunate.
Monday, Tuesdays.
Yeah, well, let's see what actually...
Depending on how things go... And if it's on the week after Easter, I might be able to join into a Deadlands game, as I've taken the week off work.
I want to know when you're going to schedule yourself to run something, because until you schedule yourself...
When I finish writing something, I've got one adventure, which is three quarters done, and it's not quite there. I just can't get it quite to gel right for the... pick up one or two of the links. It's too flimsy for my liking still.
We'll do our best to follow them anyway.
Yeah, so that's the problem. because it's too flimsy, you ignore it, and then you never solve. You'll never resolve it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just pull an arm in and say we throw the, we defuse the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, well, I'm reading Dexter, fourth Dexter book at the moment, and the, as with the, most of the Dexter murders, they've become a bit personal now, so, while some of the premises of what the murders were originally about are quite interesting, I may, there may be some stuff there I can pull to make a scenario out, because just the way some of the people were killed was quite amusing.
I shall not be reading the...
They're not reading the Dexter books now.
No, the first, second, and third ones are fine. Especially the third one. The third one I couldn't see the plot.
I think I've seen it. I think I've read the first, second, and third ones. And I've read the first two.
Yeah, well, the first one is pretty similar to the series. The second one deviates, and the third one is, and has a supernatural, bit of a supernatural element to it. Which
I was sort of disappointed. No, I definitely haven't read
that. I was sort of disappointed with, because it took away, it took a bit away from the whole thing of Dexter, I thought. I didn't mind it, but I thought it was the weakest of the three books. I'd be curious as to how you find it when you eventually read it, James.
Eventually at some point.
Yeah, I picked up the fourth Dexter book, and yeah, Michael Marshall books I just read. Unfortunately, while they're thriller with murders and stuff, there again they tend to revolve more around the particular characters involved, so they're hard to get any plot from.
And that was the end of that conversation. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut up the hook and fit it in the face.
Yes.
Well, the PCs did get to find out about a little bit more about Nick Pirandello, so that was interesting.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
If we need to know anything, we'll ask Officer Joshi.
Uh-huh.
Is it Joshi?
Joshi.
Joshi.
That was something quite surprising this weekend, Jameis. We kept encountering competent NPCs.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened with that.
We encountered some incompetent ones, but we actually encountered a couple of competent ones, which was quite nice. It's nice to see there are occasional competent people out there in the world.
Yeah, I really expected them to do something horrible.
No, they did quite well. There was one really competent NPC, but she disappeared for some reason.
Yeah.
Right? Which one is that? You're not talking about Scott Carroll, are you? Or Carol Scott?
The new potential secretary for Stapleman, who seemed to have a master of business.
Yeah. She had mad skills.
Mary Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll buy.
He had potential, and I had some, and I had some things that I wished to do.
Who knows what happened to her?
Yes. Yeah, she just...
He can't help giggling.
Went wandering off and never came back again.
Uh-huh. Very sad.
Mm-hmm. And black smoke was seen drifting over the city from KBC. All right, I'm going to wander off.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
things are dying off.
Cool.
I'm dead.
All right. It was a pleasure talking to everybody, and et cetera.
As always.
Online games.
I'll be very curious as to when Logan gets the item from Jameis and what he thinks of it.
I am curious, I must admit.
Baruch Cthulhu is a role-playing game based on a humorous mix of forensic investigation, urban horror, and more. All actual play sessions are recorded and published as a podcast. We have players from all over the world, but we're always looking for more. Listen to some episodes and visit our forums to find out how to get involved. www.baruchcthulhu.com. HERROICCTHULHU.com.
Generic Advertising presents Generic Radio Ad for Core New Media. Begin music. Cue generic announcer.
Clever opening line to get your attention. Quality of product. In this case, the podcasts. Reveal client. Core New Media. Interest building by announcing wide variety of shows at client, like Core News and Core RPG. Bold statement.
Stop music.
Even bolder statement.
Continue music.
Call to action to get listeners to go to CoreNewMedia.com. Slogan, spoken slowly and with emphasis.
End radio commercial.